Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Back in hour number two, and as promised, we will get to the silly story of the week, I think. This business about Bert and Ernie from Sesame Street. Seriously, folks. Let's first take a look at the text line, some of the responses to my comments about the president and Jeff Sessions. Trump had a hit show saying, "You're fired. What is the problem?" Maybe he can sit the AG down and say, "I've had many sleepless nights over this. I just don't feel the same anymore. It's not you, it's me. We must part ways. We can still be friends, and I will be here for you." That would be a nice way to do it. Very nice. And we have this. "We're not firing Sessions, genius. It's a show. Jeez Louise, Vince, have a brain for once." Another person saying here, "I agree with you, Vince. It's just depressing. Vince, Trump will fire him when he needs another scapegoat." Okay. "Yes, Trump screwed up hiring and keeping Sessions. Problem is, now he can't get a replacement approved. That is not another swamp creature. This may be one of Trump's biggest mistakes. Trump is doing a public appeal for Sessions to straighten up. I do see Trump firing him if he doesn't change." So you think this is a warning shot? Okay. "Even you should be aware of the backlash he would receive if you fired Rip Van Sessions. Where the heck is the little weasel? I think in Hillary's basement." Wow, you guys really been brutal on Jeff Sessions. See, this is one of the things I was about to say I will never understand about so many Trump supporters is somebody can be loyal to the president and there's one slip up or the president turns on that person and all of a sudden that person's persona non grata. I mean, is thrown under the bus. So the person's in favor until they're out of favor. How does this work? I don't know, just trying to understand this. Let us see. Breaking news from the studios. Dense Vince is having a meltdown. On the positive side, someone texted in, "Vince, I will pray for your friend." Well, thank you very much. Appreciate that. In fact, I was texting with his wife during the break, and he's recovering today, still in a lot of pain. I mentioned my friend Peter, who had open heart surgery in Knoxville on Monday. I mean, it again, still sobering to me to think of somebody my age having open heart surgery. I just cannot imagine. Just, wow. "Then someone needs to tell Professor Ford the FBI cannot conduct that investigation." This is in reference to the woman who's making the accusations against the Supreme Court nominee. First of all, the statute of limitations has long run out. Secondly, it's the jurisdiction of local law enforcement. Makes sense to me. "Every time I see Sessions," the texter says, "I think of those Keebler elves and want some cookies." Oh, that's hilarious. Another person suggesting Sheriff Clark should replace Rip Van Sessions. Ah, that would be an interesting choice. I'm not so sure he would be good as Attorney General. I don't know. Maybe he's on the list. I don't know. Let's see. "Absolutely hate to blow your caller's mind about Bert and Ernie, but those rumors have been spreading for years. Just another way to make it bad for kids. Vince, now that Bert and Ernie are confirmed gay, I'm starting to believe Tickle Me Elmo may have a more sinister context than we once believed." By the way, let me just go ahead and go into the story for all the nonsense that it is. Here's the story. The organization behind Sesame Street has denied cohabitating duo Bert and Ernie are gay, following comments by one of the show's writers. It's a show writer who started this. Mark Saltzman said his writing about the roommating couple was based on his relationship with film editor Arnold Glassman. Sesame Workshop then issued a statement saying the pair do not have a sexual orientation. This, I can't even believe I'm talking about this. They're puppets! This just kills me. It really does. They were created to teach preschoolers that people can be good friends with those who are very different from themselves. It broadly repeats past statements from nonprofit organizations. It was made about a stripy clothed duo when questions arose about their relationship. Here's their statement. As we've always said, Bert and Ernie are best friends. They were created to teach preschoolers people can be good friends with those who are very different from themselves. Even though they're identified as male characters and possess many human traits and characteristics, as most Sesame Street Muppets do, they remain puppets. And they do not have a sexual orientation. Mr. Saltzman, by the way, made his assertion about the two in an interview with LGBTQ news site QueerTee. If they put any more letters on that thing, I'm going to give up. I always felt that without a huge agenda when I was writing Bert and Ernie, they were a couple, he said. Mr. Saltzman joined the show back in 1984. This was 15 years after the pair debuted on the show. I don't think I'd know how else to write them, but as a loving couple. There's been decades of speculation about the puppet pair. They've been roommates, albeit in separate beds at 123 Sesame Street since the program's pilot episode back in 1969. In fact, Bert and Ernie have become icons in the gay community over the years and even inspired parts of the puppet Broadway musical Avenue Q. Really? The New Yorker ran a cover image of the pair watching television in each other's arms in July 2013 entitled Moment of Joy. Come on, really? By the way, I need to share this, and we'll take your calls because some of you are still wanting to talk about this. A good friend of mine I used to work with in Kentucky years ago, he has just an epic post about this. And where did it go? I mean, it's just a classic. I'm going to share this coming up, but it just absolutely blows my mind. We'll save this for a little bit later on.
This worries me about Captain Kangaroo and Mr. Green Jeans and all the other lovable things people I've watched over the years. I don't want to hear something later, you know, somebody say something.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm there with you. It just, can we just let kids be kids? And enjoy kids' stuff. I mean, do we have to politicize everything? It just blows my mind. Absolutely blows my mind. Yeah, I don't have time to share this. Coming up after the break, I'm going to share a social media post from a friend of mine I used to work with. I read this about 1 a.m, and I just thought, man, this is so right on. So right on. We'll take your thoughts on this whole nonsense if you'd like to talk about it. And the latest regarding Judge Kavanaugh. Where does this entire spectacle go? That much more as we continue our broadcast. All right, you asked for it. Have at it. Your comments about Bert and Ernie. Let's start with Tim. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. It's not so much about Sesame Street, but I think our minds have been infiltrated. Because if you look at the Muppets, they give you this frog, and he's green, so it's kind of good. You go green, so he's politically correct. But is he a chubby chaser? he's chasing the pig, or is that just a plus-size pig? I mean, what do you got to say about that? And then the other thing I was going to say is they had this other guy called Animal that was absolutely nuts on the drums. And I'm not sure if he needed Ritalin or what the deal was. So, I don't know. I'd like your thoughts on that.
I don't know that I have any thoughts to offer, to be honest with you, Tim. What can you possibly say? I mean, all we're talking about here generally is speculation about puppets, you know? And so any meaning associated with puppets would be meanings that are imposed by the writers or people watching this and their perceptions. I was talking about this with guys here just a few minutes ago during the break, because I was talking about even movies I've watched. I'm a big Alfred Hitchcock fan. Love just about all of his movies. And I was telling them, I was absolutely shocked when I saw a couple of his movies. They were originally written by a lesbian. The original stories were written by a lesbian, and then the characters were gay. And it turns out in one of those movies, the two main characters were bisexuals. I didn't know this stuff. It didn't take away anything once I found this out. But it's interesting, again, the meanings behind things really don't mean anything unless you overtly communicate these things, which I think a lot of people are certainly trying to do now and put these messages out there, which to me, I find it completely frustrating because I wonder whether it takes away from the story, like those movies I watched. By the way, if you're curious what they are, one was called Rope. And the other one was called Strangers on a Train. The original storyline, as I've learned, they were all gay characters. But it never crossed my mind when I watched those movies years ago. I didn't care. Anyway. Charles said, good thing it wasn't the birds. What could you possibly do to the birds? Mary, good morning and welcome.
Hey, I was babysitting for a little girl, and she wanted to watch cartoons on Cartoon Network. There's a thing, it's called House Something. There's two fathers. One of them is portrayed as the mother, and the father is the man. And they're bringing up a little boy. And they are specifically putting that out. It's not what you might think it is. They are doing it.
This is a cartoon.
Yes, this is a cartoon. I was shocked because I don't watch cartoons. I turned off the TV, and we started coloring.
Yeah, and this is where this has crossed a line, Mary, between just pure entertainment and propaganda. That's what's happened here.
They're trying to change their mindset on what to be. It's popular to be that, so the kids want to be that.
Yeah, this is where my concerns. I mean, it's one thing. If you want to do stuff like this, storylines with adults, it's one thing, Mary, but I really, really have a problem with creating these characters for children's viewing. You know, this is what they're after. This is why they're teaching kids this garbage in schools, because don't have any misunderstanding about the goal here. It is the so-called progressive agenda. It's propaganda. That's what it is, propaganda. By the way, lest I forget, a couple of important pieces of business so I can drive Charles up the wall and get his phones busy over there. There's a very important event taking place, I believe this is, tomorrow. This is a Smart Money event associated with Dave Ramsey. Team members Anthony O'Neill and Chris Hogan are going to participate in this event. It's here in Charlotte. Now, I want to make this very clear. If you live here in the Charlotte area, absolutely, try for this. But if you also live in the upstate and you don't mind driving up here, you can participate as well. What does this lead into? We have a couple of tickets. Is it two we're looking to give away? A pair of tickets for this Smart Money event. It's happening at Hickory Grove Baptist Church at 7200 East Harris Boulevard, 6:30 to 9:30 tomorrow night. I've heard really good things about this program. And so if you are able to make it and you would like the opportunity to get free tickets, here's what you do. Use this number, our Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-928-1110. You can also use 704-570-1110 if you like to. And Charles is going to take the 11th caller. The 11th caller will get the tickets, whether you're here in the Charlotte area or whether you are in the upstate. So let the phone ring now, 800-928-1110 or 704-570-1110, and those phones are going crazy right now. It'll be well worth it. I think you will appreciate it. Also, a few minutes ago, we told you about President Donald Trump at Cherry Point. He's checking out the Florence damage. Every single member of the Senate from both states, they are visiting with the president as well, as in Tom Tillis, Richard Burr, Tim Scott, and Lindsey Graham. So if there's anything else newsworthy from that, we will let you know. In the here and now, we still have the impact from Florence with us. I'm going to share all of these counties, knowing that some of these are in our listening area, some are not, but we're just going to share all of the counties. The flood warning issued by the National Weather Service in Raleigh has been extended for the following counties. Flood warning. We're still days away, days removed from Florence. Florence is long gone. But some of these rivers are still cresting. And for that reason, we've got road closures and all kinds of issues. These areas, the flood warning has been extended until 8 o'clock tomorrow evening. That's Scotland County, Anson County, Harnett County, Richmond County, Montgomery County, Cumberland, Stanley, Lee, Southern Johnson County, Johnston County, Hoke County, Moore County, Wayne County, and Sampson County. All of these counties, a flash flood warning has been extended until 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Now, this is part of what we warned about, that with some of these rivers, the lingering effects from the rain would not be felt until later on. The water is flowing downstream, and once it reaches these areas, well, those rivers are going to start to rise, and these creeks in these areas, and we've still got a number of roads that are still closed because they are covered by water. Let me appeal to you again. Please, if you're in these areas, do not drive through these waters. All it takes is a few inches of water on the ground to take your car somewhere you don't want it to go. We do not need any more fatalities or injuries or the need for anybody to have to do any rescues. So, again, the flash flood warning still in effect for really looks like a dozen or so counties in the central part of North Carolina. So keep that in mind. Still to come, we have another ridiculous story to talk about. Rolling Stone. I'm going to save this for the opportunity to talk with Lonzo, because I'm sure he will be thrilled to death to read the headline for this particular story as we take a look at the day in history. Also, the latest on the Kavanaugh nomination and his accuser. This and much more as we continue our broadcast. All right, before we go back to the phones, we've got breaking news to tell you about. This is a very important story. In fact, we're rearranging what I was planning to address here. Now, this accuser, as in Christine Blasey Ford, was calling for a full FBI investigation before she testified. This was a condition of her testimony. She's the one who is accusing Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault. Again, she was calling for an investigation of this incident before senators hold a hearing on the allegations. We have now learned, Fox News is reporting, sources say there will be no FBI investigation into Kavanaugh's allegations, the allegations against him. No FBI investigation. So the question then becomes, what happens? Does Ms. Ford testify or not? Now, if I saw Mitch McConnell's comments on this, they seem to indicate Monday is the day they have set aside for this. So it leads me to believe if she's not going to testify Monday, they may very well go ahead with a vote. Now, if it's me, that's what I do. Go ahead and have the vote. Get it over with. Because she set this as a precondition on her testimony. So now the FBI is not going to investigate. Does this surprise you? Is this good news, bad news? How do you think this is going to play before the rest of the country? So we will see what the response is from Ms. Ford and her attorneys. Let's go out to a call in China Grove. Here is Robin. Good morning, Robin.
Yeah, I was going to tell you that you saw about your friend that had to open heart surgery. I've had that done, and what nobody's telling him, when he gets home, it's going to be a lot worse, and he just has to stay positive and buy plenty of insurance because I lost 40 pounds.
What? 40 pounds?
40 pounds. And when you get home, there's nobody looking after you. You don't have all them doctors and nurses and stuff. You had to do it on your own. And he will get down, but in about 4 weeks, 5 weeks, he'll feel better. It's just a matter of time. And when you think you can't make it, you got to reach down and just realize it. You know, that's just the way life is. It's, nobody's guaranteed nothing. And just find him something that he likes to eat, because your taste buds are messed up from all the anesthesia you're on and everything. And get him some good insurance to try to keep his protein and all that in him, because that's what saved me. It took me 5 weeks before I felt like I could even live again.
Really? So that's another, the mental health aspect is another important part of this.
Yeah. You've got to stay positive about it, because let me tell you, about the second week I was home, I told my wife to go to the pool and bring me my gun, because I wasn't living like this. But that's just, you're going to go through thoughts like that. But the thing about it is in today's world, everything will work out. It always does. Those doctors are amazing. As far as heart surgery.
Yeah, and how long ago is this for you?
It's been 7 years now. But yeah. It seems I can remember everything about it. And the biggest thing that I think will help him, if he'll go on, I want to see what they did to me. If he'll go down there and watch that being done online, heart surgery, he'll understand what was done, how they stretch your ribs back and fold everything. And you have to read you in all that pain and never let that little red heart pillow that they're going to give him get away from him, because if he has to sneeze or cough, that's his biggest cushion.
Oh my goodness!
I mean,
wow!
It just, but hey, that's, you know, it's life. I mean, but technology today is amazing. What they, because without them, I wouldn't have been here.
So, how are you doing now?
Oh, I'm doing great. I mean, my life goes on. You know, I've had no problems or anything, and I mean, I'm just back. I say I'm normal, and see, I had mine when I was 57. And that quadruple bypass on the heart, cut in there and take everything out and replace it.
Wow. That is absolutely amazing. Robin, I so appreciate your call. And in fact, I'm going to certainly pass this on and make sure my friend hears this. And I'm glad to know that you're doing well. That's certainly a source of a great deal of encouragement.
Yeah. It's all, you just got to be positive when the worst times come, because, like I said, the first 3 weeks he's at home is going to be the hardest thing for him.
All right. Well, thanks very much for your call there, Robin. And again, this is in reference for those of you who may have just tuned in. I mentioned a good friend of mine had open heart surgery on Monday. And he was just describing the tremendous recovery period that is still ahead. We told you earlier about the Kavanaugh story, the latest twist. The FBI is not going to investigate. So where does this leave this hearing that was scheduled for next week? The opportunity for this woman to testify and for Judge Kavanaugh to rebut whatever allegations she was going to make publicly. Where does this go from here? We will find out. Now is probably a good opportunity for us to take a look at the day in history. And let's see. We have four questions for Lonzo addressing this 19th day of September. How are you doing this morning, man?
I am great.
Well, just wait till we get to the story at the end of these questions. I know you're eagerly anticipating whatever that will be. Let's go back to 1881. Interestingly enough, we talked about this so-called curse that was put on the presidents. We had a president die every 20 years in office. 1881, this one died after a gunshot wound on July 2nd. My goodness, that's a long time to suffer. 1881, which president was it who died?
Lincoln.
Not quite. He was way back in the 1860s.
So, that's not that far.
Well, 20 years, nearly 20 years before. Anybody in here want to guess who it was in 1881? I'll give you a hint. There's a cartoon with this character with this name, a cat.
President Felix?
Felix, that was good. Nope. It's actually Garfield. President Garfield died after a gunshot wound from July 2nd. 1934, Bruno Hauptmann, you probably don't even know who this guy is. He was arrested after kidnapping a famous baby. What was the name of that family that he kidnapped the baby from?
Lindbergh.
You are correct. The Lindbergh baby kidnapper. 1957, this was tested in an underground place in the desert in Nevada. What was it? 1957.
Atomic bomb.
We'll give this to you. It was a nuke that was tested out in the desert. And this person's manifesto was published in the New York Times and Washington Post. This guy was crazy. 1995. Who was it? His manifesto.
Did he try to kill a president?
I'm not sure if he tried killing presidents, but he was going around with some devices. We'll just
Ted
put
Kaczynski.
That. Was that this guy's name? I completely...
The Unabomber.
Yeah. Unabomber. All righty. Very good, man. Very impressive. And we've got a story for you after the break, Lonzo. Stay with us. Back at the final stretch of our Wednesday broadcast. So here we are having a conversation with Lonzo, and I decided to wait until this moment to share this headline with Mr. Reitzel. Are you ready for the headline?
No, absolutely not.
I want to hear your reaction when you see this come down the line. It should be showing up on your screen about now. Are you ready to read it for me?
Oh, you want me to read this? I am not reading that. And I really don't think you should either.
Oh, my goodness. When I saw this, I thought, this has got to be a joke. But it was a real story. Now, I'm not going to go into any details of this story. If you're into this garbage, you can read it. But I just, in fact, I posted this on my social media page just for humor's sake, just to draw attention to the headline. The headline is, in Rolling Stone magazine, Trump's junk. Is it okay to blank shame the president? You can imagine what that word is. It starts with a D, and I don't need to tell you anything more. This contains excerpts from Stormy Daniels' tell-all memoir, Full Disclosure. It has too many people pondering the president's private parts. Seriously. Rolling Stone. This is a real story. And we thought the whole underwear thing was bad years ago. Now we've gone even deeper into this, which a place I don't really want to go. So there you go. I will spare you this.
Came out yesterday, and I was wondering why Mario Kart was trending on Twitter.
There you go.
And I made the mistake of looking up why Mario Kart was trending on Twitter.
Isn't that amazing? Just a little more information than you wanted to know, right? If you were trying to figure out why he made reference to Mario Kart, you can read the story for yourself in Rolling Stone.
By the way, thank you for sending me that headline. Really, I appreciate it.
I did that just to make your day. I'm glad you appreciate it. By the way, someone's not going to be with us tomorrow because he will be celebrating his big birthday, the big 5-0. Happy birthday in advance.
Thank you. It is a one of those landmark ages where you go off into the woods and reflect and all that kind of stuff.
So you drive your middle-aged crazy car off into the woods, right?
And go, this is all there is? I'm over halfway done.
Do you have any special plans?
I actually was just going to drive my car into the woods. And,
okay. That's what I
thought.
I
live in the woods. No, I'm just taking a day off because I wrote three books when I was a teenager, and I said when I turned 50, I'd work on them again. So I'm going to work on them maybe for 5 minutes tomorrow, but I am going to work on them because I told myself I would when I turned 50.
Okay. So there you go. Whoa. We certainly wish you the best of luck and enjoy your 50th birthday.
Thanks.
Have a great day, man. Lonzo heading off to enjoy his 50th birthday. Pretty amazing. I remember my 50th birthday. I won't say how long ago that was. Not important to the conversation. Let's go out to Diana on a call. Good morning, Diana.
Hey, Vince. Thanks for taking my call. My favorite part of your show, well, one of my favorites, is when you and Lonzo go back and forth with This Day in History. And I immediately knew the answer because when I homeschooled my kids, I used music to help them remember things. And there is a Johnny Cash song about the shooting of President Garfield.
You're kidding. Johnny Cash.
Yes, it's awesome. It's so funny. So, and my kids never forgot it because it's so weird. You remember things with music, you know, in a different place in your brain rather than just reading it in a book.
Right, right.
And so it was just, I'm yelling at my radio, Garfield, Garfield, Garfield.
That is too cool. Well,
so
thanks.
There you go.
Thanks for sharing that. And thanks.
You're so welcome. Have a great day.
You as well. Thanks for playing such an important role in educating your children. That he is shot, but we'd run over there, and there were so many folks around, and we couldn't see him, but some lady was. Who would have ever thought? I must share this before we go, though. As we listen, you can keep Johnny Cash going in the background. In December 2013, this is a post from my friend Robin, who I used to work with in TV. While working local TV, I was told I had to create a Twitter profile and use it. When I left local TV, I stayed on Twitter. And he's seen some hilarious tweets. Today was the capper for me. I read where the lawyer of a female porn star said his client's a modern woman. Wow, that's a disgrace to true modern women everywhere. I don't think I need to go into any details. And then he talks about the puppet story, being gay. Puppets? Enough already. Twitter can give some interesting news and comedy. It's nothing more than a sounding board for idiots, and I've grown tired of wasting my time. Goodbye, Twitter. The dumbing down of society will continue, but it will do so without me. From my friend Robin. Something to think about. Have a great day, folks.
And I sidled up to him to listen to what he was telling, and he said, Mrs. Lucretia Garfield was always at his side in the heat of the day, fanning him when he was hot. He said that just that day, the president said to Miss Lucretia, he said, Crete, honey, he called it Crete. Said, if something worse happens to me, after a while, you get yourself a good man. And Miss Lucretia said, James, she called him James. She said, I won't hear to that now. He said, I love you too much. But he said, you'll make some good man a good wife, you'll make some good wife. Your blood is sacred, harness all your life, good gal.
Pretty amazing, huh? That's called Mr. Garfield by Johnny Cash. I guess a great way to learn history. Thanks very much for sharing that. Have a good one.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.